All right, here we go for another episode of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. Today we have a dumb birthday game from September 19th, 1994. Listen, and you will hear the ambient sounds of a portable tape recorder being used to record the show off another radio speaker. That brings me to our title, Retro Recorder Recording. We begin with a quick sampling from a news story Bob McMahon was reading, and then on to the game. The players, Glenn from Brighton, Ann in Boston, who's a first-timer, Greg Eben producing and playing in studio, and Bruce Connolly in traffic. The birthdays, Joan London, Twiggy, Mike Royko, Paul Williams, Jeremy Irons, Adam West, and Clifton Daniel. We get a date in history. What year was President George Washington's farewell address published? And then back to another birthday, David McCallum. We get a post-game call from Don and Bill Ricca. And then we get a taste of the last 20 minutes of the show with AccuWeather from Brett Anderson and two more calls, Paul from Malden and Ed in Boston. We also enjoy quite the classic commercial cavalcade. Dave Maynard and Martina talking about the Irish Crystal Company and their catalog. And then we hear from Dave again for Caitlin Travel going to Italy. Baby Gold Bond with Gwendolyn Jones of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. ADT Home Security, Ovaltine, Woodworkers Warehouse, Wittenauer Watches. Baby Gold Bond is back with Louise Fallon of Brooklyn, New York. Floramos, Marazine with Linda Kern of Lahaina, Hawaii. And a bonus during my closing comments. Episode 304, Retro Recorder Recording, broadcasts its way to your ears. In 3, 2, and 1.
Pretty good, huh? You can hear those turkeys now flocking to Ricky Joe. The turkey calling competition was held this weekend in Memphis. WBZ News Time, 11:52.
You just can't learn to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
Oh, it's that magic time when we will play the dumb birthday game. I'll tell you, a lot of interesting people were born on September 19th, this very, very day. And we'll just see if we can guess their ages and whether or not we'll see whether or not that leads into wild, hilarious conversation. And if it doesn't, just return the unused portion of the morning and we'll double your money back or something. Anyway, this word, and then we'll do the dumb birthday game.
Well, hi, Martina. Gee, it's nice to see you again.
Well, David, it's great to see you, too.
I have to let you know that from time to time during the summer, I found myself looking for your great Irish Crystal Company catalog, and you know, I found it a very convenient way to shop.
It is a great way to shop for all the terrific gifts we have here at the Irish Crystal Company. We want to let all of our customers know that if they have a catalog or want to call us for a free catalog, that we accept all major credit cards when you phone in an order.
And I know that you do ship anywhere in the world.
That's right, Dave. And during our annual September Sparkle Sale, you'll save 20% on every purchase over $100. You will save on over 1,000 mouth-blown and hand-cut Tyrone Irish Crystal pieces in stock, as well as a large selection of Philippe Parian china and fine Irish linen.
20% off any order over $100. Hey, you can't beat that.
That's right. So stop by our store at 129 Newbury Street or call me at 536-1328 for a free catalog.
That's 536-1328. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Maynard with some more news about our trip to Italy, which leaves November 8th. You'll be flying Alitalia direct from Boston, no changing planes in New York. For only $14.89 per person double occupancy, you get round-trip airfare, 3 nights in Rome, 3 in beautiful Sorrento, breakfast daily, a welcome and farewell dinner, sightseeing in Rome, an excursion along the Amalfi Coast, a tour of Pompeii, lots of optional sightseeing and side trips in your free time. Weather-wise, it's the very best time to travel in Italy. It's not too hot, not too cold, and the American dollar is now 40% stronger than last year. 40%. I'll be meeting you in Rome because I'm leaving a week early to travel to Turkey. And by the way, you're welcome to come that week, too. If you'd like a free brochure on what's going on, call 862-6229 for Caitlin Travel. Call them, we'll do Italy together, and you never can tell, maybe Turkey, too. Call 862-6229. The brochures are free. Ciao.
And ciao to you, big fellow. Okay, let me introduce you to members of our wondrous panel. The piano tuner himself, Glenn.
Hi, Norm.
Hello, Glenn.
Hi, did you get Marilyn back?
No, we did not. No, she did not call back. I think maybe she just got cold feet at the last minute, I would guess.
My mother's name was Marilyn.
Well, that's an interesting observation, Glenn. I hope you come up with a whole lot of other fascinating little tidbits like that as we go along.
Well, actually, I have. I think, are Bruce Connolly and Paul Brennan the same person? Because they both sound identical.
Bruce Connolly and Paul, no, they're not the same.
I thought it was an optical illusion.
No, I know. It sounds like it is an we have a lot of optical illusions on the program to keep you on your toes. But, no, they look the same, eh? Okay. Anne in Boston.
Hi, Norm.
How you doing? Okay. I guess you didn't say they looked alike. He said they sounded alike, I guess he said. You all set to play? Have you played the game with us before?
No, I never did.
Oh, this must be a terribly exciting moment.
Oh, it is.
I imagine you probably got some postcards out. You're going to write to all the folks and tell them about your adventures.
I will. Okay. I'm ready when they are.
Okay. And Greg Evan, our producer, will be playing the game with us. So nice to have you with us again for the second week in a row, Big Greg.
Yes, it is. And I'm more awake this time, so I'm going to win today.
Oh, good. I like that. That's a good kind of spirit, and I appreciate that in my troops. Okay.
That means you don't have to say anything else.
That's right. That's right, too. Yes, sir. One of our own staff people wins. They don't get anything because it's a rule I just made up. Westinghouse people employed by Westinghouse get prizes. So I'm rooting for you. And also for Bruce Connolly. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Norm.
I mean, you sound kind of subdued. I thought you'd come in full of pep there.
Huh?
Like, hi, Norm, I'm ready to play the game. Yes, give me them something, yes.
Throw me a birthday. I'm ready.
Okay, everybody's ready. Here we go. Joan London. Today, September 19th, is Joan London's birthday. Well, of course, Good Morning America. Let me see if I can throw in some other fact that might clue you in as to her, give you a chance. She joined ABC's Good Morning America in 1980. That helps you at all. And today is her birthday. Who's the guy she used to do that with? That was, he was the key guy.
David Hartman,
that's right, David Hartman. And he was suddenly resigned after she said she wanted to kind of be the bigger on the show. Or so, anyway, he sort of disappeared from sight. That just shows you. I don't know what it shows you. Glenn, how old do you think the Joan London is?
I'll say the lovable Joan London, who I love very much, and have a crush on. I'll say she's 43.
You seem to have a crush on every single woman whose voice you hear.
Well, I'm happy because I'm praying with a virgin, a new choir. I don't know.
Oh, and yeah, when he says a virgin, he means somebody who hasn't played the game before.
Right. I got that from that's Tony Nesbitt.
Yeah. And what do you think?
I'll say 42.
42. Okay, and Greg?
44, Norm. I know this for sure.
Hey.
44.
And it was really upbeat the way you said it.
That's right.
Hey, 44. Hey, ooh. Okay, what do you say, Bruce?
I think Greg's trying to throw us off tracks. I'm going to say 41.
41. Now, everybody guessed everything from 41 to 44. Glenn said 43, and so he was right. She's 43 years old.
See, when I love a woman's voice, I make sure I know how old she is.
That's right. I forgot, because you're sightless.
Right.
Is that a bad term, sightless?
No, that's my preferred term, but I don't tell anybody else what they can use.
Okay. But in other words, you have to judge by the voice, because you've never seen Joan London?
No.
Now, can you tell she's attractive of course you can't tell.
The last woman I saw was before I worked my site was Lynn Vaughn, she used to work at WEEI and Channel 03 here in Boston, and now she's on CNN.
That's right.
She's a black woman that used to work in Boston.
Well, I worked with her at EEI, as a matter of fact, yes.
That's right.
Yes.
I remember her.
She was a totally different woman at that WEEI.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Yeah, she was having her... This is probably awful. Well, it's not awful. It's truthful. She always wanted to be on television, and she was on radio at that time. And she was an excellent reporter. She covered mostly court stories, courtroom trials and things. And she was very reliable. It checked out the fact she swore like a trooper. And when she missed, when she'd fall to tape a report. Who's breathing heavily, by the way? Is that you, Ann?
No. Not at all.
Okay. I was thought I may have been inspiring somebody, something here. Anyway, when she called in and she missed, you know, she made a mistake on a report. So all she said, the expletives that would flow out of her mouth were unbelievable. Anyway, she decided she wanted to go on the television. So first thing she did was have her teeth fixed and stuff. You know, she went to an orthodontist, and she changed the pitch of her voice. So she's very ladylike, and she's really quite attractive.
Yeah, she sounds like a phone operator, Martin.
Well, it's kind of funny. There's a whole transformation, because she was a tough reporter. And then suddenly she became a very cultured lady. She was always cussing very sharp. I like the old Lynn Vaughn. I thought she was really feisty and interesting. Now she looks like about 9,000 other pretty anchors. Did you find that story interesting, or should I just shove those up my nose and forget about it? Twiggy. How about Twiggy? Okay, hold on a minute while I tell you something about Twiggy. Born Leslie Hornby in London, fashion trendsetter in the 1960s with a miniskirt, much in demand as a model, and called Twiggy because she weighed 92 pounds. Her measurements were 31, 23, and 31. Boy, that doesn't make you salivate at all, does it? She earned $2 million in royalty from her Twiggy doll and Yardley Cosmetics. She's been in the film The Boyfriend, Madame Suzatska. I don't remember that.
That was Shirley MacLaine was in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, in 1991, she appeared in the TV series The Princesses. And she was also in a thing with Tommy Tune, a Gershwin musical, and I just can't think of her name. She played here in Boston on that. By this time, she was starting to fatten up a little bit and really became much more attractive. She was like a twig. Bruce, what do you think? How old is Twiggy?
Did you throw any dates out there at all?
I just said in 1991...
Okay.
That she appeared in the TV series The Princess. I didn't have any dates earlier than that.
Okay.
The fact that in the 60s, she was a fashion trendsetter with a miniskirt.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said something like that.
Yeah.
All right. I will say then that she is 48.
48. Oh, okay. And what do you think, Greg?
No, I'm going to go a little deductive reasoning again. 1960s, I imagine she'd be around 46 years old.
46 years old.
About 46 pounds.
About, that's right. She wasn't much. This seemed like, well, I said how much she weighed then. 92 pounds or something like that at the time. Yeah, 92. God, my index finger weighs more than that. But then again, I'm a man of steel. Anne, do you say? What do you think?
48.
48. And you have a very cultured voice, too.
Thank you.
I didn't say I like cultured voices. I just said you had one. No, I do. I like it. It sounds nice. Glenn, what do you say?
48.
48 also. Okay. Before the this game is out, you're going to fall in love with Anne, too, aren't you? You're a very fickle man.
You're exposing me, Norm.
Okay, Twiggy is actually 44. She was apparently very, very young when she was trendsetting in the fashion world. And so the closest was Greg, who said 46.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, Greg is coming on.
I should have copied Greg then.
Yeah, you got to know who to copy in this game. Mike Royko, one of my favorite writers, writes for one of the Chicago papers, I think, the Tribune. Pretty sure.
I like him too.
Yeah. Newspaper columnist out of Chicago. Anyway, I don't have any more information than that. I don't know. He was on a show with me once. I remember using him at that time. So his voice has been on the air, I guess, but not very much. His picture is in the column, which is carried not by too many papers, though. But that doesn't help you, Glenn. So why don't I just shut up? And Anne, how old do you think Mike Royko is? Do you know who he is?
I never heard of him. So I'll say 59.
Okay. And let's see, Bruce, what do you think?
When did you have him on a show?
that's a very good question. I'll tell you. It was during, let's see, it was a season Chicago was having a really bad winter. They were having, you know, every storm was like 753 inches of snow, and then they have another one on top. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it was a rough winter.
Yeah.
It goes back. It goes back to...
Oh, that's not fair. You're giving him a hint.
I'll give you a chance to guess again if you want to, okay?
No, not really.
Okay, no, but if you want to, because you're the only one who's guessed, if you want to guess again after I give the hints, that's okay. But I'd say we're somewhere in the late, or mid to late 60s. I'd say somewhere around, I mean, about 66, 65, maybe around there. All right, well,
I'll stay with 59.
Did you say 50 or 69?
59.
Oh, 59, 59. Okay.
And I'm going to go with 56.
56. Okay, and Glenn, what would you go with?
I'll say
60. 60. And Greg?
63, Norm.
63, okay. 61 is how old he is. Yeah, so you all were very close, all of you. And Glenn came the closest because he said 60. But he's probably cheating.
Yeah, I'm using last year's sheet that I got in Braille.
Okay. Paul Williams.
Oh,
let me tell you. Do you know who Paul Williams is, Ann?
Yes, I do.
The little guy.
The little one, yeah, the singer, writer.
Yeah, that's right, he is. He's a songwriter, singer, composer from Omaha, Nebraska. He's written many songs and themes for TV and movies, including the Love Boat theme and songs for the Carpenters. He won an Oscar for Evergreen, the song Evergreen, in 1976. Is that the song Barbara Streisand sang, Evergreen?
Yes, it is.
Okay. He won for the Oscar for that in 1976, if that 1976 is much of a clue. A little tiny elfin-like Paul Williams. And he's quite a good actor. He's been on, he played dramatic parts in some movies, some TV movies.
Good quality movies like Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, was he in that too? I know, I didn't realize that.
Great dramatic role in that movie.
Yeah, that was great.
It's something to be proud of too, to write the Love Boat theme. Yeah. Probably get a couple of guest appearances there in Fantasy Hour.
Son of a gun, my whole feelings about Paul Williams are going right down the toilet here. I was thinking of him in kind of elevated terms. Exalted terms. But you're a rat. You're not only a little guy, Paul, but you're a hack. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll start with you, Greg. What do you think? How old is this little untalented guy who puts out commercial dribble?
He's pushing 50, so I'm going to go about 49.
About 49. Okay. And, Ann, what do you say?
52.
52. Okay. What do you think, Glenn?
53.
53. And, Bruce?
I'm going to say 51, but what has he done for us lately? He hasn't been around at all, has he?
No, he hasn't.
He's currently on the...
He fell off the face of the earth.
Currently on the Where They Now list.
Yeah.
Perhaps in society.
I guess so. I'm going to say 51, though. That's my guess.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Boy. What this is, Fred Vernon, if he were listening to us.
I hope he's not in Boston. or anywhere.
He's not only in Boston, but here he comes through the door. To thank you very much, and to tell you his real age, he's exactly what Glenn said. Are you cheating, Glenn?
Oh, wow.
That's not, wait a minute.
No, Glenn, he's 53, which is what you said.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And you guessed John London right on the button.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I have a vested interest in her.
Oh. What about Paul Williams?
No.
Okay, Jeremy Irons, the actor. Today's his birthday. Let's see what I can tell you about Jeremy Irons. Not a whole lot. He played twins in the film Dead Ringers. He won Best Actor Oscar for Reversal of Fortune. Reversal of Fortune. That wasn't the...
Klaus Van Bueller.
It was the Klaus Van Bueller story. Okay. Of course, he's an English actor, as you well know. Jeremy Irons. Let me see. Glenn, how old do you think he is?
Well, you see, I won't feed this time because I've never heard of him, so...
You never heard of Jeremy Irons?
So I'll probably get something really silly.
Okay.
Was he around in the 60s?
I don't know. He's become fairly well-known since then. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, that did ring as I was curious when that came out. Do you know if you had the year?
No, I don't. I don't have a year on that.
Say 3 years ago. All right. Well, I have no idea. So I'll just say 50.
50. Okay. And what do you think?
Oh, wow. Jeremy, let's go 48.
Let's go 48. Okay, Greg?
45, Norm.
45, says Greg. And Bruce says?
46.
46. Greg hit it on the button again. He's 45. And for, you know, you all guessed very close again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Greg and I tied.
Let's see. Greg has three and, no, Greg has two, and you have three. No, you're leading.
Oh. Because Greg and Glenn, I get a lot of people named Greg because our names are similar. So.
I see.
That's all right, because Lavelle Dyack calls me Glenn all the time, so.
He calls me Greg all the time when I call.
Does he call you Greg?
Yeah.
And he calls Greg Glenn?
Yep.
Well, we're gonna call that man. I want him in my office in the morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk about this.
Yeah, I'll tell my guest, I'm Glenn from Brighton, and then I'll hear Greg from Brighton. You're on. I'll say no, Glenn.
Gotta start calling him Lowell or something.
And Bruce, we can call Craig or something. Well, never mind. That was a bad attempt at nothing. Ann and Bruce, by the way. Zilch, kind of a zip. How about Adam Batman West? Adam Batman West from Walla Walla, Washington. The superhero Batman was inspired by a Leonardo da Vinci painting. It says, do you know that? What painting would that have been?
Weird.
Was inspired by a Leonardo da Vinci painting.
He was inspired to do what?
Batman was inspired by a Da Vinci painting. Son of a gun. Is that the...
No, it wasn't the Mona Lisa.
No, I don't think it was the Mona Lisa.
I just shows him wearing tights, so...
I thought, well, that is my grandmother's old saying.
What was that?
Show me a man who sits in front of a wall socket with nothing plugged in, and I'll show you an instant electrocution.
Hey, grandmother says that, huh?
Yeah, well, she used to believe that if you sat in front of a wall outlet, if there was nothing in it, it would jump out at you and give you a shock.
Hmm.
Actually, she didn't say that at all, but I just made it up. But she did. She used to tell me I'll sit in front of an empty wall outlet.
Yeah. Do you realize that, Glenn, you're just holding up the game?
Well, I know the management doesn't listen, so. If they did, we would.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean we want everybody else not to listen, too, you know. I mean, the idea is to get listeners, even the management. I don't know. You're supposed to answer ratings?
Slowly falling asleep.
Do you think so? Did the management ever get an Arbitron rating book or something? I guess not. Well, anyway, we'll start with, let's see, who we start with this time. Let's start with you, Greg.
Well, it's pretty funny how you just ran the gamut of a great actor of Jeremy Irons to a mediocre actor of Adam West quality. But I'm going to go with 57. Irons 57.
Irons 57? Okay. Let's see, Bruce, what do you think?
He's pushing 60, I think. 60. I'm going to say 60.
Okay, 60. Okay, and Ann, what are you going to say?
58.
58, says Ann. Just so confident and just so full of pertinence.
That's why I don't have any. Just so confident.
Okay, Glenn, what do you think?
59.
Okay, he's actually 65. He's older than
wow.
Many of you now.
Oh, he can get both secured?
Yes, he is. Because he's been Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He's very good hair coloring. Very good hair coloring for a man 65.
Yeah, 65, yeah.
Still has blonde
hair. I haven't seen him lately, though. Have you?
He's on the show. It's on the USA Cable Network, I believe. It's some spoof. It's kind of like the Naked Gun movies and Police Squad. It's something on those lines. Just very, it's very dumb, is what I'm saying.
I used to love Batman. It was a dumb show, but I really loved that. I thought it was kind of tongue in cheek, kind of fun.
And when they came out with the Batman movies where Michael Keaton plays Batman, he was actually upset that they didn't consider him for the role.
Yeah. Why are you laughing at that? I guess he's too old now or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He would have been 60 at that point.
I couldn't picture him with Kim Basinger.
He's a bad actor, basically.
That's why. Well, he's not a good actor, but as an actor in that spoof, I thought he was kind of... What are we analyzing Batman? What are we sitting here? What kind of an intellectual program is this anyway?
Paul Williams and Adam West are coming to Boston to take care of us.
That's right. Okay, how about Clifton Daniel? I remember when he was first going with Margaret Truman. Of course, the daughter of the late President Harry S. Truman. It's kind of funny they say the late President Truman. That's like saying the late Abraham Lincoln or the late Ludwig van Beethoven. He was around so long, I think everybody knows. Well, never mind. I don't know where I'm going with that. Anyway, New York Times editor Clifton Daniel started going with Margaret Truman during the time I think she was still in the White House. That helps you. And Truman was president until 1953. In the election of 52, Eisenhower won and took over 53. And if that places it in time. Clifton Daniel. Okay, how about you, Glenn?
I'm not too familiar with him. I'm going to say 47.
47. Okay. Especially after I said he was going with Margaret Truman when she was still in the White House, and her father left the White House in 1953.
Oh,
which is 40 years ago, which, anyway, never mind. You want to
change?
Yeah, go ahead.
73.
Oh, poor souls. You just see the wrinkles suddenly popping over his face. And what do you think?
He said 73.
Yeah.
I'll say 65.
65. You figure he and Adam West are about the same age.
Right.
Okay. Greg, what do you think?
I really have no idea. Is he still the managing editor, or is he...
I think he still works for the... He may not still work for the New York Times. This one says New York Times editor Clifton Daniel is and gives his age, but I would think he's probably not.
Shot in the dark, I'm going to go like 68.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him.
68.
That way, I guess, for long.
Yeah. Okay, Bruce, what do you say?
I'll say 77.
77? Okay. And you'd be the closest with the 77 because he's actually 81.
Is that right?
81 years old. Doesn't time fly when you're whipping it up and having so much fun?
With Margaret Truman.
That's right. Suddenly he was just a young New York Times guy with a great future, a great present in America. He was doing well back then, too. And suddenly he's 81 years old. Oh, fate and the ravages of time. How cruel. How cruel they are. How cruel.
Well, at least you got a while to catch up to him anyway.
Listen, I was acting then. All you could do is just sob a little bit. Let a little pause go on and then come in. But don't hit my last dramatic line like that with some wimpy line with yours. Now, stop it.
Oh, no, I was going to compliment
you. Forget it now.
Yeah, forget it.
I was going to tell you that you've got 13 years left if you live to be 81.
Oh, shut up. Nobody asks you. Oh, he knows a way to cut back at a guy, huh? Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear from you again. Right, just be quiet. Here are the finals. I guess the final scores, although it's only 20 minutes of four. But we had a smaller panel than usual, but I thought it was choicer. It was small, but the quality was great.
Do you have any dates?
Any date? Dates. I might be able to do that. Let me see what we get so far. I'd like to keep going because so far you're leading, and I'd be damned if I want you to win.
I know. Well, I was a laughingstock of the last birthday game. I said that what's her face was 83, Belinda Carlisle.
Does Bruce have any? Yes, Bruce has two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Bruce has two correct answers. Greg has two also. And Glenn has three.
Oh, wow.
And you have...
Yeah, I've been close.
You have been very close. You've been very close, Ann, but not close enough.
No cigar.
Right.
I remember losing an audition once like that. The program director, who was very gentle, said, okay, Norm, you were close, but no cigar.
Yeah, well, I got that.
And I needed the job so badly, I thought, don't, break it to me a little gentler than that. You Schmuck, you. That's what I said under my breath. I don't say that aloud because it's a dirty word. Okay, let's see if there are some dates here. I've got the President Washington's farewell address, what the date he gave that, but yeah, that would be fairly easy to guess, wouldn't it? You could sure. Phone in on that. Okay, it was also on September 19th, this very day, President George Washington's farewell address was published. In it, the first chief executive of the United States said, observe good faith and justice toward all nations, cultivate peace and harmony with all. It sounds like Robertson. What's his name?
Sounds like something out of the 60s.
Well, that would be...
That's my generation.
I know, but they cared about peace and goodwill.
I was a hippie.
You were a hippie?
Right. I was a war protester. I'm serious.
No, that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of war protesters. What you're saying isn't all that dramatic, right? No, I'm not kidding. Back in the 60s, I was younger than I am today. I'm serious about that. Yeah. And I was in radio a much shorter time than I am now on top of it all. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Okay, Glenn, what year was that published?
I'm trying to think. Was he a one or two termer?
I believe he was a two-termer, I would say. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I really don't.
No, I'm just giving it away, Norm.
I'll say 1784.
Yeah. Okay, 1784.
You can make
fun. I don't know. Was the farewell address simply given because he was stepping down from the presidency, or was it given because he was ill and was going to die soon or something? I don't know.
Probably a little of each. Who knows?
I mean, it's before our time. How would we know that? Okay. How about that, UN? What year do you think that was?
1778.
Okay. That's pretty good. He gave the address before he even became president. which is, why wait till the last minute? Why procrastinate?
That's right.
Okay, Greg, what do you think?
I'm trying to think. I think it's 1897. And I think he gave the address because he wanted to set a precedent and, you know, that he didn't want to be president as long as everyone else wanted him. Because, like, he was the man, you know, and everyone trusted him and he wanted to be the president. Everyone wanted him to be president until he died, but he didn't want to do that. He just wanted to sit back and relax back in Virginia.
What did he say? You said 1897, I think.
Well, yeah.
1897, do you mean that?
Well, I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to think the Constitution was...
Take it back, Greg.
I'm sorry, 1797.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm trying to help. 17, yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
I thought, boy, what a guy, huh? 1897.
I'm going to go back to first grade if I said that.
That was, that was William McKinley, I believe, was president in 1897. I just throw that in every now and then to show people they're not dealing just with a bubblehead, but with a man of great depth. Yours truly, Alois Avrilla. Thank you. Bruce, what year do you think it was?
Well, I just have to say that Greg just told that story about 30 seconds ago. I don't remember one word he just said. What were you talking about?
No, he was rationalizing why he said the year he did, and trying to point out, you know, whether he'd run for a second term or that, and why he wanted to give the farewell address before he died, because he realized, as first president, he was setting precedent, and he did not want to be in office too long. Or something. I'm probably quoting it something wrong.
And Greg's over there saying, Norm, that's not what I said at all.
No, I wasn't even thinking that. And not only that, but factually, you're so inaccurate, it's embarrassing. So what does that prove to you, Bruce? What year would you say?
I will say 1792.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yes.
Thank you. Actually, it was 1796. Greg was the closest.
Thank you.
So all that rationalizing, but I think actually proved to be quite angry. Somebody's breathing kind of funny. Is that you, Glenn?
No.
How come when you speak and the breathing stops?
Well, I'm on a staticky line.
Well, that's heavy breathing.
Well, that's not static.
I know, because I'm getting excited over
here. Yeah, me too. Oh, I'm getting goose pimples.
I know I'm fantasizing about Joe London, but no, it's fine.
Okay. Okay, so that's that. That winds up that. That means that Greg and Glenn are now even at 3 apiece. So we have a tiebreaker, or is this getting boring now?
Oh, I've got to...
This game was started about 3 weeks ago, and it's never going to end.
We're going to have a
runoff. A runoff, okay, just with you two.
Okay, night night.
Oh,
I'll listen.
Okay, and thanks a lot.
Sure, maybe next time.
You did just fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Night
night. I didn't think anybody said night night anymore, did you?
My mother used to say.
Night night, don't let the bed burn. No, I can't speak tonight. I have a little problem. Don't let the bed burn.
Okay, I thought it was your grandmother who used to say that, Glenn.
Oh, she did too. My mother got it from my grandmother.
I see. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can get you another date here.
Maybe you can. I want to know the date of when the Puig Medical Group was invented.
Okay. Stop doing your one liners, okay? David McCallum, okay, today's his birthday, September 19th. He played a secret agent with Robert Vaughn in the TV series The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He started with a little Scottish accent, David McCallum. So just Glenn and Greg will guess on this, and whoever gets the closest wins. And thus with it goes all the wonderful prizes and things that come with winning. The honors, the distinction. Anyway, what do you say? Let's start with you, Glenn. How old is David McCallum?
He was on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. in the 60s?
I don't know. Was that when it was? I don't have a date. He was on The Man from U.N.C.L.E., yes.
Yeah, that was in the 60s. That's a tough one. I'm going to say 49.
Okay. And what do you say, Greg?
A little bit older, a little bit higher. 58, Norm.
58 is within 1 year. That's very good. He's 59.
Oh.
Oh, Glenn, I'm sorry you just... missed by here. I feel just so bad.
Yes. Now you won't say anything else.
I'm sorry.
I'll give you my pen. Then I'm going to win here, Glenn.
No, that's another program.
Whatever
it is. Okay, I want to thank you all for playing the game. It was just wonderful. And let's never do this again. Hey, Glenn?
Yeah?
I think the breeding continued after Ann hung up, so I think we've narrowed it down.
I mean, what about Bruce Conway?
No, it's not the same kind of sound when he's on a microphone as when you're out there on the telephone, Glenn. So next time you call, we'll just not breathe.
Okay. Well, no, actually, I'm glad. I want to thank Greg for putting me on. I called earlier. I was disappointed that I didn't get to the farm stand, so at least I was able to cheer up on the game.
Okay. I'm glad you did. And you did very, very well.
Yeah, I should have known that. I said 49. I should have said 59.
I'm gonna hang up on you if you're going to keep talking. You want me to hang up on you right in the middle of a word?
Oh, like you're doing Tony Ness?
That's bad.
Oh, that's bad stuff. Hey, thank you very much, Bruce. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Norm.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And thank you very much, too, Greg.
Thanks, Norm. Always a pleasure.
Oh, it is that great. Thank you for saying that anyway. We'll be back in a moment, but first, 743 commercials.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritated diaper rash?
Irritable, you know, especially when he went to changing, because he was scalded, had heat rash and diaper rash. Well, I felt sorry for the poor little fella.
Then Gwendolyn Jones of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, discovered Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
Baby Gold Bond, it's the only thing I use. It began to get better, lighter, you know, each day, and it seems to cut down the red-looking part of it, and then it just seemed to dry it, and it was gone.
Baby Gold Bond combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin, and actually helps prevent diaper rash with ingredients medical experts recommend.
Safe and effective, including a skin-protecting medication ordinary baby powders don't have.
He isn't scalded anymore. I'm still using it on him when I have him because I like it. And I'm sure he likes it. Baby Gold Bond.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder does more for diaper rash than ordinary baby powders. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
Vacation time is burglary time, so protect your home this summer. Make it look like you're there. Use timers to turn your lights on and off. Have a neighbor take in your newspaper and mail, and get an electronic home security system. Because when burglars see a monitored home, they go someplace else. You can get a security system from ADT, the nation's leading home security company, for just $195, plus a low $19.95 monthly monitoring fee. One-time telephone connection required. For a free home security review and summer savings of $100 on home monitoring, just call 1-800-527-2400. ADT electronically monitors your home 24 hours a day. If anyone attempts to break in, emergency dispatch operators can notify the police. This summer, protect your home. Protect your family. Call ADT for a free home security review and save $100 on home monitoring. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-527-2400. There's no obligation. That's 1-800-527-2400.
Hi, this is Bill Marlowe. You know, if you're looking for absolutely marvelous food at fantastic prices, then it's time to visit Tommy Floramo's restaurant located between the Mystic Mall and the stadium at 213 Everett Avenue in Chelsea. You'll have superb choices like steak Diane with the peppers, with the onions, with the mushrooms, or maybe that marvelous steak pizzaiola marinara and delicious Cajun steak. Floramo's has marinated and barbecued steak, lamb, and pork, and turkey tips that never stop, and their pasta dishes are outstanding. You will love their tortellini Alfredo as well. Tommy Floramo's continues to offer twin lobsters, twins, with pasta at an unbelievable price. Great luncheon specials beginning at under $5 for things like chicken cutlet cacciatore with the pasta. Please give Tommy Floramo's a try now at 213 Everett Avenue in Chelsea. You'll kick yourself for not going sooner for that veal bona bocca. Be sure to tell Tommy that Bill Marlowe said hello.
Let's take some calls. 254-1030. Don in Bill Ricker. Hi, Don.
Hello. How are you doing, Norm?
Fine, thank you.
David McCallum did a series over in England. That was showing you called Sapphire and Steel.
Oh, I like the name. Well, what was that about?
It was one of those supernatural things. It was him and he was Steel and Sapphire. It was Joanna Lumley.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And she was in the last. Remember the Avengers?
I remember there was a series that with that name. I don't remember ever seeing it though.
It was Diana Riggs. Patrick McNee was in all of them. He played Steed. He wore a bowler hat, almost like Bat Masterson.
Oh yes, I do remember that. Yes.
And he had the first part before it came here was Honor Black, and she was Kathy Gale, and Diana Riggs played Emma Peel. And the thing that stood about that program was it was supposed to have been when women instead of screaming when they were attacked, they used martial arts.
Oh, yeah.
And Honor Black, we used jujitsu. Emma Peel used karate.
And was that the guy with the bowler hat? His name was McNee?
Patrick McNee. I have a picture of him in the Avenger book with Twiggy.
Oh, really? He was kind of very sophisticated, kind of suave kind of guy.
Yeah.
Kind of very cool.
He had like a walking stick and he had a rapier in it.
Oh, yeah.
His hat was made out of metal. He said, excuse me, and bopped the person off the head. Bowler was like a hard hit.
And the credits on that program, the graphic stuff, was I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I did it. So I have seen the show, yeah.
Yeah, I think it started in 60 and it went up until 69, then it went off, then it came back for about a season. It didn't go over that big, but between 76 and 78, and there was a younger guy on there to do all the fight scenes, because by that time Patrick McNee was like in his late 50s, he couldn't run.
Hey, can I complain about somebody on television that I've never mentioned before? I can't think of his name. He's on one of these infomercials. I don't know whether you ever see any of these things. This is the guy, he's got his hair sort of in a ponytail, and the exercise guy, and he jumps up and down and leaps, and he talks very loud. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is he for real, this guy?
I don't know. That's a rhetorical question. I'm sure you don't know, but
to me, if you looked up the word nerd, I mean, this guy's picture would be there. I know he's built very well, and he gets so excited about exercise, he practically leaps out of his undershorts. And I just had to say that because I can't bear to watch him. And I wanted to tell you that I feel better now. I can watch him.
You know which one my aunt was saying. You know which commercials are cute. You know how some of them get nauseating.
Oh yeah.
It keeps on going. The bunny.
Oh, you mean the Energizer battery thing?
The bunny. The one with he's going through the Mojave Desert and the vultures are still waiting for him to die and they're falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
That is funny.
That is funny. The battery thing I was thinking of that gets kind of is Dick Clark does a thing, a whole big long thing for batteries. I don't know whether you've seen that. I think Dick Clark has got to have just about all the money in the world next to Winfrey. And why is he gets involved in some really slutty programs.
And there's
another thing I got off my chest and I feel better now. I can watch it.
I mean, we all think when we're 62 years old.
No, I think he looks great. No, there's no question about that. He's amazing the way he keeps that youthful look and all. So I'm not criticizing that part of it. Just criticizing the kind of schlunky stuff he does.
Yeah, I don't know because I look at this thing now and I think I called a few weeks ago and told you about my nephew. He watches MTV and they got that Beavis and Butthead. I think that's the lowest TV has come.
Yeah, I've never seen that. When is that on?
Oh, it's all we, he lives in a house of, see, we kept him from watching. We tell him that's a no-no. He's restricted from watching that. Because he and his friends, they were impressed by what the skits are they doing there. Like, it's something children shouldn't be watching. It's like they get up there and they're sitting in school and the teacher's trying to say something and they look at each other. They got the scowl on their face and they say, "Well, that sucks," and all this kind of stuff. I said, I don't like. Especially you hear adults using. I mean, we were on the service, but 8 and 9 year old kids going around talking to adults like that really disgusts me, and they're learning it from this.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm on your side, Don. And if you want me to carry a placard, I'll do it.
Yeah, they were trying to get these people off the air, but it's this cable television. It's I don't know. It's like a lot of these terminologies that the kids are using today, I didn't learn till I was like in college. It's like we grew up watching the Cisco Kid, and Roy Rogers. And now, like, I get an old tape, put that on, they think it's corny. They rather watch Michelle Pfeiffer and Kirstie Alley run around in Brazil. I mean,
No, I understand. It's kind of, when I was a kid, I'm not going to finish that sentence. I hate old people who talk that way.
Oh,
I'm not even going to finish that sentence. I got to get going. We got news coming along, Don.
Okay.
Always a pleasure to talk with you.
That's 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE.
Charles Barkley is scheduled to have tests on his back after collapsing at the Phoenix Suns training camp in Flagstaff, Arizona. Barkley says he was scared stiff when his left leg went numb and he fell. The team doctor says that's consistent with a disc problem. Barkley was the NBA's MVP last season. A 29-year-old machinist admits he raped and killed 4 elderly widows in Spring Hill, Florida. 29-year-old Edwin Caprat told police he murdered them because he had an urge. Fernando County Sheriff Tom Islander says he met his victims by doing odd jobs and tried to destroy the evidence by setting their homes on fire.
He had contacts working at these different homes. His sister lived in the same neighborhood as 2 of them.
Judy Wells says she saw Caprat at his sister's house shortly after the first fire.
He was all kind of nervous and sweaty. And I said, did I wake you up? He goes, yeah, I've been up all night.
Local residents are relieved he's in custody. Many had installed alarms and bought handguns, fearing a serial killer was on the loose. Two people were killed yesterday at the International Balloon Fiesta in Albuquerque when a balloon snagged a power line and the gondola fell to the ground. Officials say the pilot had flown in the Fiesta for 8 or 9 years. A 7-year-old boy in the Philippines told the judge he was sorry and he would never do it again. He killed his family's maid when she switched the television channel without asking his permission. The boy was watching the movie RoboCop and he told police he did not want to watch the local soap opera. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Marky Post. There's nothing more basic than breathing, and nothing more upsetting than when asthma interferes with breathing. But a specially trained nurse is waiting to answer your questions about managing asthma and making breathing easier. Call Lungline, a free information service of the National Jewish Center for Immunology and Respiratory Medicine in Denver. Lungline, toll free, 1-800-222-LUNG. That's 1-800-222-LUNG.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Catherine Cowdery.
I'm Bill Watson, WBZ News. Authorities have tentatively identified the bodies of three people found in the waters off Nantucket. The first body, that of a boy, was found about 5 miles south of the island. The other two were found later. The Coast Guard is looking for a fourth person who was with the other three. 21-year-old Kenneth Dahl has been convicted of first-degree murder in the slaying of a South Boston man during a party last year. It took the jury 15 hours to return the guilty verdict on Dahl. Witnesses testified that Dahl came up behind the victim and beat him over the head with a golf club until the club shaft broke. Acting Boston Mayor Tom Menino has picked up more support. City Councilor Bruce Bowling has endorsed Menino over Representative Jim Brett. Last week, Menino picked up the endorsement of City Councilor and unsuccessful mayoral candidate Rosaria Salerno. Funeral services scheduled for Tuesday for former federal judge Andrew Caffrey, who died last week in Florida. Caffrey suffered a heart attack while attending a conference. He was 73 years old. He served for 25 years on the federal bench in Boston. Now the extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Brett Anderson.
Thanks, Bill. Well, it will be turning brisk and colder overnight. We'll see a few showers moving through the area. Low temperature near 45 degrees. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy day, but windy and on the chilly side, a high temperature of 55. And for Monday night, mostly clear and cold with frost in the outlying areas. Low temperature range from 30 to 37 degrees. And on Monday, sunny and chilly with a high 50 to 55. And looking at the Tuesday, cloudy, the cool wind, and there's a chance for rain. High temperature again, 55 degrees. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Brett Anderson.
Thank you very much, Brett. The temperature now is 46 degrees.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
When my 6-year-old comes home from school, we have a cup of rich chocolate Ovaltine, and we talk about his day. It's the best time of the day for both of us. He likes the rich, chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. I like its goodness.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine is a different kind of Ovaltine with a flavor kids love, plus extra vitamins and minerals you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
Kids really drink their milk when it's made with rich chocolate Ovaltine. They love the taste. And if they're like my son, they'll sprinkle it on their ice cream, too.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine with more vitamins and minerals than any other milk flavoring.
It's the Ovaltine made specially for kids. The one in the canister, not the jar.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine. Extra delicious. Extra nutritious. Available in the nutrition section of Walgreens.
WBZ gets results for thousands of New England businesses. If you're interested in growing your business, listen to this.
Hi, this is Norman Zagorski of Woodworkers Warehouse. We've been giving WBZ News Radio listeners 5 good reasons to buy woodworking supplies at Woodworkers Warehouse during WBZ's Monday Night Quarterback Show. Woodworkers Warehouse has 24 stores with a huge selection of woodworking supplies, low, low prices, and convenient locations across Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. WBZ's 50,000-watt clear channel signal has helped us to get this information out to our customers throughout New England. We at Woodworkers Warehouse guarantee the right tool at the right price. We've found that WBZ's Monday Night Quarterback Show has helped us target the right audience for our advertising needs. Woodworkers Warehouse commercials on WBZ reach current customers as well as potential customers. WBZ works for Woodworkers Warehouse.
New England is sold on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Albert Charles Widnauer opened his watchmaking business back in 1885, he knew of only one way to make quality timepieces.
You don't mass-produce them. You handcraft each and every one of them, one painstaking piece at a time.
That same commitment to precision can still be found in every Widnauer watch. Case in point, the Widnauer Wisp. Crafted with a 23-karat gold finish, it's only 4.4 millimeters, making it the thinnest watch of its kind. With its buckle-to-buckle warranty, the Wisp from Widnauer is part of the legacy of watchmaking innovation that has endured for over 100 years. Or as Mr. Widnauer would put it,
it's the difference between a watch that simply tells time and a watch that's clearly ahead of its time.
It's no wonder the Widnauer watch is known as the watchmaker's watch.
For news all day and talk all night, stay with WBZ Radio. Now, here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Yes, hello. It's 10 minutes after 4 o'clock, which I think is a beautiful time of day. We'll be around just about another 10 minutes or so, and we'll take some calls in just a minute. But first,
does your baby suffer from red, irritated diaper rash?
It's started as a little rash. It's just red and, like, prickly. Like a heat rash. I feel bad.
Then Louise Fallon of Brooklyn, New York, discovered Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
Now, all I use is the Baby Gold Bond. I think it's the best powder that you could use. I don't use it just for rash. I use it every diaper change.
Baby Gold Bond combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin and actually helps prevent diaper rash with ingredients medical experts recognize as both safe and effective, including a skin-protecting medication ordinary baby powders don't have.
It helps the rash, and I use it as a preventative. It's like a shield that he doesn't stay wet. Really, he hardly gets rashes anymore. He loves Baby Gold Bond.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder does more for diaper rash than ordinary baby powders. Use only as directed. Available at all Walgreens stores.
Okay, let's take some calls. Paul and Malden, hello.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning.
You were mentioning cartoon voices earlier.
Yes.
And you referred to Mel Blanc's son as Mel Blanc Jr.
It's not Mel Blanc Jr.
I believe it's Noel Blanc.
Noel Blanc, okay.
Right, and I think it's a little confusing. I think when Noel Blanc passed away, there was something in his contract that said that the son was to take over the cartoon voices at Warner Brothers. But I also think that there are some other people that are doing some of the Warner Brothers voices at times, so I'm not sure who's...
Yeah, I would think maybe his son, perhaps, maybe... could not handle all the ones that he handled.
Yeah.
He was unusually expert at that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning yesterday morning show about the traffic reports and how people were a little skeptical about, how good they would go run during the night, you know.
Yeah, what sense did
And
they
I
mean?
Was one of those people, because I said, BZ started the traffic reports, I said, what is this, during the night? It seems kind of foolish. But, I think it's great. I mean, it's a great service, especially in the wintertime. And, of course, if we didn't have those, we wouldn't have had Jack Hart and his giggly personality
That's right.
to play the dumb birthday game.
Yeah, plus I think even during now, when they do a lot of road work right through the night,
mm-hmm.
You run into problems any time of the day or night. It would seem that traffic becomes really, really a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, they seemed silly to me, too, at the time.
Right.
Oh, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you're going to give a traffic report.
Right.
But actually, they really have become to make a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, wish me luck, Norm. I'm trying to get Billy Joel to appear at our school, at the school I work at. I wrote to his publicist, and the reason for it is that the kids at my school are performing his latest hit song, River of Dreams, at our Christmas concert. And we've just gotten it started. But the kids are all psyched up about it, about performing the song. And, of course, if Billy Joel appears, that's going to make it even more, worthwhile. But, who knows?
Is he going to be in this area during
He's
that
He's coming to Worcester, the Worcester Centrum, again in November. And I'm trying to, I had to go through different circles, like the Columbia Records, and then they got me the publicist's name, and I had to contact her office, and now I've written a letter, and it's already in the mail, and hopefully I'll hear something, I'm not holding my breath waiting, but, you never know.
That would be great. It might just be one of the a publicity gimmick he thinks might help him.
Yeah, well, I mean, Colin Powell came to our school back in June.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a great visit, and I also mentioned that in the letter. And, I, you know, this is a totally different type of thing. I mean, having an entertainer as opposed to a government military official. But, you know, the kids are psyched up. I tell you, they stayed after school yesterday to perform, to rehearse the song. And, I mean, that's how dedicated they are to the whole thing.
Well, that's good.
And I'm enjoying it because I'm not a music teacher, but I'm helping the choral teacher with it, you know, because she's not at our school all the time. So I'm kind of taking over when she's not there. And these kids are just psyched up for the whole thing. And you know, the nice part about it is one of the boys said, well, if, you know, I said to them, you know, if he may want a fee for the, you know, for coming. I said that we cannot, you know, pay an exorbitant amount.
No, he would not want a fee. He'd either come or not.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I just, you know, there's always a possibility that they, you know, they throw something in like that. But anyway, the kid said, well, I wouldn't want him to come if he wanted money. So
yeah.
If he can't come for the kids, then.
Okay, good enough.
That was a good, you know, usually kids at that age wouldn't think of that, you know, but it wouldn't come out with something like that.
I know it. Hey, keep in touch. I'd love to know how you make out.
Yeah, I'll let you know in future weeks. Have you been a little bit behind in your dumb birthday tacky gifts? Because I never received
one. Oh, yeah, no, I know it. No, you're only about a week behind.
Yeah, so I didn't know whether you were behind.
No, I have it. No, we eventually get them out, but sometimes it takes a little bit longer. I had a whole bunch of other stuff to get out.
Yeah.
So I do get behind, but I do have all the information, so that they'll probably go out this weekend.
Yeah. And go home and have a nice slice of Raisin Toast with peanut butter. I think you like Raisin Toast?
I love Raisin Toast, but not with peanut butter.
Oh, not with peanut butter?
Well, I mean, Raisin Toast has a flavor of its own. You don't really need that.
Well,
a little jelly, maybe, or butter.
A little bit of butter,
or cheese, or something like that.
Yeah, cheese is good, too.
Cheese is excellent.
Hey.
Hey,
that's
keep in touch
good.
And let me know how you make out with that stuff.
I will not.
Okay, good enough.
Have a good morning.
You too, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Bill Marlowe. You know, every time you visit Tommy Floramo's restaurant, it's a very special experience because the food is so phenomenal. Floramo's is located between the Mystic Mall and Stadium at 213 Everett Avenue in Chelsea and features such marvelous dishes as steak Diane with peppers, onions, mushrooms, and a marvelous sauce. I don't know, maybe you'd prefer the juicy and tender sirloin steak with the garlic butter out of this world or the scrumptious steak pizzaiola marinara. The meats are what have really made Tommy Floramo so well known. The marinated barbecue steak, I mean the lamb, pork, turkey tips are incredible. And the gnocchi marinara and that tortellini Alfredo will leave you craving for more. And the ziti and broccoli is tremendous. There are lobsters with pasta. And once you try the veal bonabucca with the tender veal medallion stuffed with prosciutto and mozzarella in that nice Marsala wine, you'll know why people love Tommy Floramo's. When you visit Floramo's at 213 Everett Avenue, Chelsea, they're open 7 days a week. And be certain to tell Tommy Floramo that Marlowe sent you in. Bill Marlowe.
If you suffer from motion sickness, listen to Linda Kern of Lahaina, Hawaii.
I get everything that moves sick. Car, airboat, you name it. I get disoriented, like a lack of balance. I get nauseated, plus I get a sick head.
It's time you discovered doctor-recommended Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel, help prevent that queasy, nauseous feeling, help treat the dizziness and sickness motion can cause.
And it does the trick for me. I just do not get seasick or air sick or car sick. Couldn't do it without Marazine. It's part of my life when we travel. I can travel now and all the different methods without getting sick.
Marazine contains a medically proven ingredient no other leading motion sickness tablet has. And Marazine won't cause the marked drowsiness Dramamine may cause.
If you want to travel and feel normal, use Marazine. Now, it's really enabled us to do the kind of traveling we've always wanted to do.
Marazine. Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes. Let me talk to Ed. You're in Boston. Hello, good morning, Ed.
How you doing, Norm?
Hey, pretty good, thanks.
Good. I missed part of your program earlier, and it was great, about Fred Allen.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was kind of nice. We had some people who knew quite a good deal about him.
I get out of work late, and I sort of like, my mom always told me about him and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, no, he was an excellent humorist. He was one of the great American treasures.
Yeah, you talked to a woman from Lynn or something like that that had tapes or something like that, or...
Well, I talked to a few people who either knew him or knew people on the show or whose parents or uncles or something knew them. Quite a number of people called who had some relationship.
It was amazing. I heard a woman from Virginia, I think, or something like that.
That's right.
It was great.
Yeah, thank you very much. He was excellent. Have you ever heard tapes of him or anything by
no,
him?
No, I haven't. It's funny, I was born in 47. I should know.
Well, not really, no, because television came along in 48, and that pretty much wiped out radio. Radio hung around a little bit longer, not much longer, but it was pretty well gone by 49, 50, and you were just a little tiny kid. So, no, you were much too young to have really had a chance to hear much of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but that show is supposed to be there for 2 more weeks, right?
Yes, the show will be, yeah.
I'd love to see it.
That's right. Well, that'd be a good show to see.
I heard. Because my mom always raved about him and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, no, he was very special. I've seen the show in a different form, and I liked it, and I suspect it's probably even better now. And I appreciate the call. I've got to sign off because we got some other programs coming on.
Thanks,
and time for me to say goodbye.
You are great.
Hey, thanks a million, Ed. I appreciate you saying that.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Okay, it is time to say goodbye. Son of a gun, it is time to say goodbye. I just can't believe how time flies. We'll be back tonight at midnight. We'll be back for an hour on Sunday night. And so I hope you get a chance to call in, because I get kind of lonesome if you don't. On behalf of our entire crew, Greg Edmond and Sid Whitaker and the lovely Marilyn Guralnick and myself, the almost good-looking Norm Nathan Thorson, I hope today will be a nice day for you and a nice weekend. Bye-bye, old sport, from WBZ Boston.
Batman was inspired by a Leonardo da Vinci painting? I got nothing else. Except one more commercial.
Hi, I'm Marky Post. There's nothing more basic than breathing, and nothing more upsetting than when asthma interferes with breathing. But a specially trained nurse is waiting to answer your questions about managing asthma and making breathing easier. Call Lungline, a free information service of the National Jewish Center for Immunology and Respiratory Medicine in Denver. Lungline, toll-free, 1-800-222-LUNG. That's 1-800-222-LUNG.
Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Turkey Calls, Bob McMahon, Dave Maynard, The Irish Crystal Company, Caitlin Travel, Optical Illusions, Double Your Money Back, Crushing on the Ladies, Lynn Vaughn, Transforming for TV, Heavy Breathing, Smokey and the Bandit, The Love Boat, Commercial Drivel, What Have You Done for Us Lately, Batman, Close But No Cigar, George Washington, Bubbleheads, Rationalizing, Finicky Lines, Baby Gold Bond, ADT Home Security, Bill Marlowe, Tommy Floramos, Sapphire and Steel, Tony Little, who was the ponytail guy that Norm was trying to think of during the great infomercial days of the 90s, Ovaltine, Woodworker's Warehouse, Wittenauer Watches, Marazine, The Lung Line, Fred Allen, Greg Ebben, Sid Whitaker, Bruce Connolly, and the man of great depth, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.
Pretty good, huh?